Genetics is the branch of biology which studies heredity and variation. Heredity is the transmission of characteristics or traits from parents to offspring through inherited genes. Traits are qualities that distinguish an individual and can be inherited. Examples of traits in animals are color of skin, color of eye, color of hair, blood group, sickle cell, shape of face, shape of nose, shape of the ear lobe, ability to move the ear lobe in human. Examples of traits in plants are height, color of petals, color of seed coat, shape of the seed coat, color of pod, shape of pod. Variation also will be treated in genetics. General importance of genetics. 1. Blood transfusion. 2. Helps in marriage counseling. 3. Production of improved breed in agriculture. 4. Crime detection by using fingerprints. 5. Production of useful chemicals such as insulin. 6. Paternity test. Importance of genetics in marriage. 1. To provide inheritable diseases such as sickle cell disease, to ensure couples do not give birth to sicklers. 2. Rhesus factor, to prevent hemolytic disease of newborn in terms of rhesus factor. Importance of genetics in agriculture, to produce diseases resistant varieties, to produce high yielding varieties of crops and animals. 3. Early maturity, to produce varieties that mature early. 4. To produce varieties of high nutritional value quality. 5. To develop drought resistant varieties. Application of genetics in paternity test. Any or all the following information can be used to find out the father of a child in times of dispute. 1. ABO blood groups. 2. Rhesus factor. 3. DNA test. Importance of genetics in medicine. 1. Blood transfusion. 2. Marriage counseling. 3. Production of useful chemicals such as insulin. 4. To produce genes of desired characteristics as in genetic engineering. 5. Paternity test. Heredity. The nucleus of the cell controls all activities of the cell. In the nucleus, the information about heredity or the genetic material is stored in the DNA. However, the DNA occurs in the nucleus of eukaryotic cells, which read protein in a thread-like structure called chromosome. Hence, chromosomes are structures in the nucleus responsible for heredity. However, only a specific length of the chromosome is responsible for the transmission of particular character. The length is the single unit of heredity and is referred to as gene. Each chromosome is made up of several genes. Chromosome is a thread-like structure containing DNA and protein, occurring in number in the nuclei of eukaryotic cells. Functions of chromosome. Transmission of heredity traits. Gene is the specific length of the chromosome that codes for a particular character. Example, length. Or, gene is a single unit of heredity forming part of the chromosome of eukaryotic cells. In somatic cells, chromosomes occur in pairs. Each member of one pair comes from the gametes of the father and the other from the mother. It must, however, be noted that the characteristic arrangement of genes on each pair is the same. This means that if one of the chromosome carries genes in the other height, tongue rolling, and color of the skin, the second chromosome of the pair also carries its gene in the same sequence. These pair of chromosomes are called homologous chromosomes. Homologous chromosomes are two identical chromosomes of each parent. Alternatively, homologous chromosomes refer to a pair of chromosomes that are similar in size and shape and have the same number of genes. Characteristics of homologous chromosomes. 1. Same size or length. 2. Same characteristics of genes in particular locus. 3. Centromere position. 4. Bonding pattern. Alleles and locus. Each character is expressed by combined effects of 2 of a given gene, each from one of the homologous pair. These 2 of a gene are located at a particular position, which is called the locus of the homologous pair. The genes are similar and differ from all other genes. These similar genes that code for a particular character are called alleles. Locus is positioned within a DNA molecule. Allele, from a Greek word allelion, meaning one of another. Alleles are different forms of a gene that occupy the same locus on homologous chromosomes and produce constructed characteristics. In other words, they influence the production of a particular character. Examples: 1. Height in a pea plant is controlled by a gene referred to as the gene for height. There are 2 forms of the gene for height, namely tall and dwarf. Name of gene is height or tallness. Alleles for height are tall, into brackets capital T, and dwarf, into brackets small t. Name of gene, color of petal. Alleles of gene for color of petal are red and white. New alleles can only result from mutation. Alleles on homologous chromosomes may or may not be of the same form. For instance, for height, which is tallness, the 2 alleles at the same time may be for tall, into brackets, capital T, capital T, or for dwarf, into brackets, small t, or for tall and the other dwarf, into brackets, capital T, small t. In a situation where the 2 alleles are not the same, one may be stronger and express itself at the expense of the other. The stronger one is said to be dominant, while the other one that is masked is said to be recessive. A dominant allele is one of the alternative forms of the gene, which makes the effect of the other. It is one which marks the effect of the other. A recessive allele is one which has its effect marked by alternative allele. Homozygote. Homozygote is a cell organism that contains 2 identical alleles for one other gene. Homozygous dominant is the situation where the 2 alleles controlling a character are all dominant one. Examples: capital T, capital T. Example of a homozygous gene is small t or small t, or capital T and capital T. Homozygous recessive is a situation where the 2 alleles controlling a character are all recessive. Example, small t, small t. Heterozygote is a cell or organism that contains 2 different alleles for one another gene. Examples, capital T, small t. Dominance is a relationship between alleles of one gene in which the effect of one allele is expressed over the other. Alternatively, dominance is a phenomenon whereby only one of the 2 characters used in a cross shows in all offspring. Dominant character is a character which is expressed in the presence of an alternative form. Recessive character is a character which cannot be expressed in the presence of an alternative form. It can only be expressed in the homozygous state. Codominance is a condition in which the effects of 2 alleles are equally expressed without either of them being suppressed. Segregation occurs in gamete formation. It means the separation of each pair of homologous chromosomes such that one member of a pair is found in a single gamete. Independent assortment is the process in sexual reproduction which ensures that genes in the populations are rearranged in each generation. Partial dominance is a condition in which one allele has partial dominance over the other, such that a heterozygote state has an intermediate phenotype of the parents. Genotype and phenotype. Genotype is the genetic makeup of an organism in terms of a particular set of alleles it possesses. Example, capital T, small t, or small t, small t. Capital T is a homozygous dominant. Capital T, small t is a heterozygous dominant. Small t is a homozygous recessive. Phenotype, it is the physical outward appearance of an organism determined by both the genotype and the environment. Example, tall or dwarf, black or white, tongue roller or non-tongue roller. Note, two organisms may be phenotypically alike, but yet genotype different. Apart from alleles, all other genes have different information and code for different characteristics. Apart from homologous chromosomes, all other chromosomes are different. Pure line and hybrids. These are varieties in which the same characteristics continue to appear from generation to generation as a result of members having homozygous genotypes. Hybrids. A hybrid is an organism produced from parents which are not genotypically alike. It is an organism which is heterozygous for many of its genes. Monohybrid inheritance and Mendel's first law. Monohybrid inheritance is the transmission of one character from parents to offspring. Monohybrid cross is a cross between two parents who differ in only one genetic character, or taking into consideration only one genetic character. Examples of monohybrid inheritance in humans: 1. Tongue rolling, 2. Albinism, 3. Blood group, 4. Sex. Examples of monohybrid inheritance in plants: 1. Height, 2. Color of petals, 3. Shape of fruit wall, 4. Color of pod, 5. Color of seed coat, 6. Nature of seed coat, 7. Position of flower. Reciprocal cross. This is a pair of crosses between a male of one strain and a female of another, and vice versa. Examples of reciprocal cross are: 1. Mating a white male rabbit with black female, and then a black male with a white female. 2. Transferring pollen grains from one flower with red petals to the stigma of a flower with white petals, and transferring pollen grains from a white variety to the stigma of a red variety of the same species. Mendel's experiments on monohybrid inheritance. Gregor Mendel, an Austrian monk, used common garden pea, Picium astatium, and carried out experiments on 7 pairs of characters, namely height, pod shape and color, seed shape and color, position of flower and color. The experiment. Mendel obtained pure breeding of pea plants by selfing for several generations. He self-pollinated tall plants by enclosing the flower in order to prevent cross-pollination. He collected seeds produced from this, grew them, selected tall plants among them, and self-pollinated them. This he did for several generations until tall plants continued to produce only tall offspring. He did the same thing for dwarf pea plants by self-pollination for many generations until dwarf plants always produce dwarf offspring. He cross-pollinated the pure breeding tall breeding plants with the pure breeding dwarf plants. He collected the seeds produced from the cross, planted the seeds and grew them. He observed that all plants were tall, none was dwarf, none was of intermediate height. He called this generation the first filial generation. So this talks about the Mendel's experiment.